Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. I hope you have a chance to, as I said before, take a breath. To me, it's about taking a breath, reassessing, being grateful for whatever it is that you're grateful for. There is a lot to be grateful for. It starts with life, right? I've mentioned this before, as I have a journal that just came out, and I talk about journaling, and that's one of the things that I constantly say. So from all of us here in the show, we wish you the very, very best. And again, Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the skipper of this ship as we've celebrated over 10 years on this network. So 2020 was actually a big year, and it turned out to be a very eventful year, an unexpected year because of COVID-19. And, I was looking at a headline that said 2020 was the deadliest year in U.S. history. And I think, we completely forget that, but when you think about more than 3 million people died in 2020, and again, other deaths, etc., you take that into account, and then you take the COVID deaths on track for that many. Wow. I was thinking COVID, but the numbers, how much higher they jumped because of that. And putting it in perspective, it marks the largest single year percentage leap since 1918, when tens of thousands of soldiers died in World War I and hundreds of thousands of Americans died in the flu pandemic. That year, death rose 46% compared with 1917. So we're comparing that 3.2 million deaths this year is 400,000 more than in 2019. And the total keeps changing with COVID-19, but more than 318,000 Americans and counting, like I said. So, wow. It's interesting because the overall mortality rate fell a bit in 2019. All right, so, looking back, and that's what you do at the end of the year, looking back and then looking forward, looking back at what happened this year. There are reasons to be upset, furious, and life changes, and trying to pull out of those life changes, and what did we learn. And I hope that what people learned is your vote matters. No matter what your vote is, your vote matters. And to pay attention, I say this all the time, but to pay attention locally, what's happening locally with your city council, what's going on in your neck of the woods, so to speak, and then looking at things from who's representing you. And the more people hold the feet of the politicians to the fire, the better off we'll be in the long run, and your voice does matter. And I think that's something to keep in mind moving forward, that your voice absolutely matters. And, everything from our lives were challenged in many ways, but certainly industries were challenged. The hospitality industry, I've talked about this a lot, hotels, restaurants, so rough for so many people. The travel industry, the sports world completely changed because the way the games were played, and thinking we weren't going to have sports, that changed too. And then we did have sports. We did somehow have the NFL and were racing toward the playoffs, which was surprising to me because I really didn't think that I didn't think it would happen. I didn't think that they could do it with all the contact, but it showed you. I mean, taking the tests, taking the protocols pretty serious, and even though there were players that got it, figuring out ways to work around COVID. And that's what the NFL did. That's what the NBA did. That's what the NHL did. The NHL did their own bubble where they stayed in across the border in Canada with the playoffs and playing games. And the same with the NBA. They did it in Orlando in a bubble, and it worked. And there were very few players. Players coming into it couldn't come in if they had COVID. They tested. All that became so big, and it worked. And then there were other stories like the NCAA, where they lost more than $350 million in revenue after men's and women's basketball tournaments were canceled. And they haven't completely toppled, but they certainly didn't come out in a good way with that. And here you had these other sports that were able to do it. So very, very strange. Entertainment industry with movies, they had to figure out a way to change too. So, you know, one of the things that many people get enjoyment from, and we were doing cheap movie reviews on this show forever, was to go to the movies because you could escape. There was some big movie, some incredible action. You know, I'm the action freak, and that's the kind of stuff I like, the action movies or the espionage, intrigue, that kind of stuff. And those movies got moved. Movies were changed. People didn't go to theaters. Theater owners are struggling. And now you have the whole streaming thing and the big streaming debate. Christmas Day, Wonder Woman coming out, and it's going to be on HBO Max. So if you have HBO Max, you can watch Wonder Woman, where that's a big theatrical release that's made so much money and has made Gal Gadot a big star, as she is Wonder Woman. But here they're taking that and streaming it. That would have been unheard of, because then what does that do to movie theaters? But people, one of the places they're afraid to go back to is movie theaters. But ironically, it's something that I've done a few times because nobody's in the theater. You go to the parking lot, no one's there. I talk to the head of Cinemark, and they just, the protocols are off the chain, everything that they do. Of course, nothing's 100%, right? But I felt completely safe, and my nephew and Hubs, we were the only ones in the movie theater. I think there were two other people, and they were miles away from us. So it's strange, and they've had to deal with, what do they do? How do they, as an industry, move forward? And so many other people in factories, in avenues of types of businesses where they can't do what they normally have done. I know people in the restaurant business who struggled mightily to make it, and then they finally feel like they've made it. They're working long hours, but they're happy. It's a family thing. And then everything crashes, because what do they do to continue to serve people, but they have to cut wait staff, and they can't have people in, and then there's social distancing, and then the state or the city or county where they are, they're open one day, but then 2 weeks later they have to close down, and it's been very, very tough. And like I said, that gets wrapped up into the hospitality industry as well. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. People are getting vaccinated. The phases are going through. There are more vaccinations that are coming out. And as I go into 2021, I got to tell you, I feel optimistic, and I hope you feel optimistic too, because it is about living the good life, right? Whatever that life is. And every day we get up, we have that chance when our feet hit the floor to think positively. I know this sounds so play the violins, but I hope you feel that way. I hope you feel good, and I'm wishing all of you the best this holiday season. Stay with us. We're talking about the numbers next Weekend Count.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
It's all about the numbers. We can count. I mean, this is a crazy one that I just heard. Rachel Zoe says that she was scared for her life. It might be, Zoe, after her 9-year-old son fell 40 feet from the ski lift. And I was thinking about when was the last time I was on a ski lift? And I remember clinging to it because I wasn't much of a skier. But he's 9 years old. He falls from the ski lift and he goes to the emergency room and, she's a famous fashion designer and she threw this out on Instagram and she said this. She said, "I'm posting this to remind everyone how fragile life is and how it can turn in a minute." And she posted a picture of her son in the ER and I guess he's going to be fine, but, she's saying the operator of the lift didn't stop when he saw what was happening and they were screaming for him to halt the lift and that again didn't happen. But what a scary thing. I was thinking, the first time I ever went skiing, it was one of those bar things where you put it behind your back, right? You're leaning in it and it takes you up and that was just no big deal. It was Pine Hill in New Jersey where I went. But I didn't ski enough that I got super comfortable with it. And when the first time I ever was on a lift, I didn't really get the whole idea of how you kind of just glide off of it. Crazy. All right, so other numbers to look at. This is very, very sad. I know several people who graduated from West Point, and humans are humans, and every organization, group, club, you know, this, there's always going to be something that falls, some shoe that eventually drops. But West Point is accusing more than 70 cadets of cheating in their worst academic scandal in 45 years. 58 cadets admitted to cheating on the exam, on this important exam, which was done remotely because of the pandemic. Most of them have been enrolled in a rehabilitation program and are going to be on probation for the remainder of their time at the academy. But others are facing some hearings, and others resigned. I mean, this scandal hits at the heart of the academy's reputation for their moral code and what they do. In fact, their code is a cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. And I mean, really, it is. There's no, they're fundamentally, they say that's our code, that you can't do that. There's no excuse for cheating. And that was a shocker. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy said West Point's disciplinary system is effective, and the honor process is working as expected, and cadets will be held accountable for breaking the code. So those who broke the code, they are facing the consequences. Right. Initially, they determined that 72 plebes or first-year cadets and one yearling or second-year cadet had cheated on a calculus final exam in May. Those cadets, how'd they find out? They all made the same error on a portion of the exam. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's not good. It was surprising to see that, because you know of that code and what it takes to get into West Point. So cheating, you know, this is not something they normally, obviously, you would associate with them for those reasons and for what it took to even get there in the first place. All right, this is a good story. Let's lift you up. Speaking of Lyft, Lyft is offering $60 million, it's a rideshare thing, $60 million free and discounted rides to vaccine sites. So they are saying that they will take people from low-income areas, uninsured and at-risk communities as the vaccine continues to roll out. The ride-hailing company partnered up with, you know, United Way and Modern Health and One Medical and others, JP Morgan Chase, to be able to help the people who really need it in the upcoming weeks, to just get them there to make sure they can get to vaccine sites when they need to do it. I mean, this is about mobilization and mission critical, that's for sure. So they, Lyft's efforts come after Uber announced that they're going to offer 10 million free or discounted rides to people also looking for ways to get vaccinated. So I say bravo to that, because now more than ever we need that, right? Of course, absolutely. For people who need to get there and can't get there, and especially in those areas, you want the vaccines. You want the people to be able to get vaccinated. And anyway, so that's a big deal. Here we are on the verge of another holiday, the Christmas holiday, and what's happening is so many people are ordering online. Of course they are. And with the services from UPS to the post office is seeing 6 million more packages, that kind of stuff. If you're a procrastinator, boy, you are really scrambling. You know what? I have a word for you. Do what millions of other people do. This is about the numbers. Gift cards. You can even get gift cards that you send through the internet. That might be the best thing that you can do. If it's something close that you're getting, well, that's easy peasy, right? For those kinds of things, you can just run out at the last minute, get it, and do the curbside pickup. That's the thing. I guess one of the big presents, not shockingly, is this thing called Wink. And what is Wink? It's W-I-N-C. I'm giving you a hint. You probably know what it is. It's a wine subscription service that keeps the vino flowing all month long, is what they say. You can get a Wink box. So they deliver what they're calling high quality wines, and then they have recommendations. Boy, people, I'm sure, are having a little more wine than they have in the past, but they're $40 for your first box of Wink, W-I-N-C. I was looking at, what are people giving? I mean, it's a rough year. What are people, what are you doing? What are people giving people? Another thing that I saw is there's a thing called a plant from the sill, a plant from the sill. And it's an online plant retailer. They sell potted plants and they host, this is cool. See, this is, I think this is a pivot. They sell potted plants. And they host, check this out, virtual plant workshops. So, and people say it exceeds your wildest expectations. So if you know someone that loves plants, then they get this customized pot and they get a plant from the sill and they have plants that start at $28. So, you know, there's people that are living in areas where, big areas where, to have a potted plant is what they get. And the fact, I think it's cool, the fact that they can go and take these virtual classes, because, you know, you can't get enough virtual, right? Everything is virtual, but it's smart to do that, because at least there's some kind of connection. And for me, I was thinking, you know, somebody said to me, well, what do you want for Christmas? I don't want anything. There's nothing that I need. But I love that people are talking about people are talking about this thing, this fried food, this air fryer thing, right? And you're laughing. Oh, air fryer thing. And this, and I was looking at air fryers. I was thinking, well, what is, you know, what does the air fryer do? And I was looking at the most user-friendly model and to make fries that taste a little lighter and, you know, still taste good. And, you know, this is a must-have kitchen appliance for a lot of people. You know what the air fryer is? From QVC, the Philips Air Fryer. It's $299.99. You can tell that I'm out of my element when I'm talking about kitchen supplies, and I have no idea. I was so surprised by that. It's probably a good price for what it is, but, and there's your number. I had no idea, proving why I've just, you have to have it ready for me. I go in and out, and that's it. And that's how I cook. All right, last one. Holiday travel. The TSA screeners are saying 3 million plus passengers. That's what they're expecting the surge to be in the upcoming days over the weekend. So the advice from the CDC was to stay home because of the pandemic, but the screeners are expecting, they're having them on hand. The TSA is expecting more than 3 million over the weekend and forward, because, you know, this is it. People are taking off, etc. But remember, air travel just plummeted in mid-March. And, of course, the lowest point was April 14th. Only 87,000-plus passengers were screened. So they've got the numbers. So be careful. Make sure you mask up, wash your hands, social distance, all that stuff if you are flying. All right, stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. has vaccinated 1 million people against the coronavirus about 2 weeks after the release of a vaccine. This milestone comes as another 3,300 Americans died Wednesday of COVID-19, with hospitalizations continuing to rise across the country. Dr. Stephen Perotti is the head of Kaiser Permanente's COVID response team. He tells CNBC that he's worried about the effect a Christmas surge could have on a hospital system already stretched to the breaking point.
Right now, we are riding the Thanksgiving Day wave. What we're seeing in our hospitals right now is stretching us to the breaking point. And if we don't make the choice now to change the future, then what I'm worried about is we're going to see a Christmas Day and a New Year's wave in January, and hospitals will be beyond the breaking point. That's really what we're facing.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump has issued another 26 full pardons after issuing a dozen on Tuesday. Wednesday's pardons include former campaign manager Paul Manafort and longtime advisor Roger Stone. Manafort spent almost 2 years in prison on charges of bank and tax fraud and illegal foreign lobbying. Trump had previously commuted Stone's sentence for obstruction of Congress. Both men were charged as part of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. President Trump has also issued a veto of the National Defense Authorization Act, following up on threats to reject the bill if it did not repeal legal protections for social media companies. The $740 billion defense spending bill now goes back to Congress, where a veto override is likely. The president says a bill without changes to Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act allows threats to national security and election integrity to go on unchecked. The bill passed both houses earlier this month by a veto-proof majority. The override votes could come as early as next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I think one of the best things about poetry is the way that you can, whether the poem is short, long, rhymes, follows no pattern whatsoever, that you can influence somebody's life. You can lift them up, you can make them think something, or you just remind them of something, or there's just a sense of peace. And I've talked about this several times on the show, but my dad was a poet, and he died when I was young. But I feel through his poems that I really know him. I know all sort of sides of him versus just hearing what people say about him. Somebody who's done something just terrific with poetry that they wrote over the years has put together a book called Unwritten. His name is Lee Cause, and he's in Melbourne, Australia. And we go there now to talk to Lee. He's in our virtual green room. So, Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
It's an absolute pleasure, Kate. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a pleasure being here.
So you heard what I said about poetry, and obviously you have that in you too. How long have you been writing poems?
Well, I would have to say that I do remember vividly that it was a music assignment that I had, and the first poem I actually wrote from memory. I was 8 years old, and I'm now 36. So yes, I was quite young at the time.
yeah, when you first started doing it. So then what did you do with that, with those poems? Because you grew up in a family of five boys, and I can't imagine that you shared that around the dinner table. What did you do with what you were writing?
Well, it was something that, yeah, I definitely held very dear to me, and especially from a young age, even to an older one, that it was always done personally. It was something that was written as a personal and for a personal reason alone. So it was almost hidden away or tucked under the bed in the shoebox, so to speak, as a reference. It certainly wasn't, like you mentioned, something that was read out at the dinner table, because I was the second youngest of five boys, and it's not something that I would have felt, you know, very confident in bringing up to the dinner table as a conversation. So it was something that was just stored away for me and kept held personally, I suppose, to me in many, many ways. So it was, yeah, almost a secret, so to speak.
What made you decide to go into the shoebox and open it up and then pull this all together?
Well, on the days, of course, that it was myself and my mother at home, I would always bring one or some of them out, and I would go to my mother and approach her and say, "Hey, Mum, you have to hear what I've written. I've written something new, you know." And my mother was always very excited to hear anything, let alone to be the one I share it with. So after all this time and throughout my basically entire life that I could remember, my mother was always saying, "Oh, darling, that is so lovely. You have to do something with it." And I sort of thought nothing of it, to be honest, as I piled them away and stored them in this shoebox. And it only actually came to the unfortunate loss of my mother that that I realized it had rained true, where she had forever said this to me. And then, of course, I was like, "Hey, hang on, this now resonates. So I have to actually do something with it." And so out came the shoebox. So I rummaged through them, as raw as they were, and it was, I suppose, that promise I had made to my mother that, "Okay, I will follow you up on this. I'm going to do something with my poetry." And I tried to do everything in the way of create a book with these old poems, but also new ones that I had brought to the table, and put them together. And the rawness of it, I suppose it speaks for itself, which is what I think is just inside out on every single page, my way of expressing how passionate I am and have been since that very, very young age about my poetry.
So when you went back, and I think it's so significant that you put this all together, because this is like a history of your life and the things that you've written, and you keep describing it as raw. So it's real. It's like a journal. It's like when somebody journals and they just let it flow and they're not editing it. And that's the sense that I think I get for sure. And that's what I want everybody out there to feel too. What was it like rummaging through the shoebox?
Well, like you said, Kay, that's absolutely every bit of the truth. It is, it takes you back, and it took me back to places that I won't lie by saying that I was almost afraid to go in sometimes that, because of that rawness, it was, do I really want to open this page? Because I found things in there that I had almost forgotten I'd written, but automatically relived once, of course, I'd read through them. And, It was an experience in every, I suppose, positive and negative way, because there's that saying so many have said that everybody has a story. It's all about how they can say it. And I certainly found mine through my poetry, but it was never an escape. It was actually an outlet to embrace every part of what I had lived and even currently still will live through as the days come and we speak. So it was as exciting for me as it was terrifying on those darker days as a younger child, but it's all inside that book, felt inside the words and the passion that you will feel by just simply reading one or any more of those pages.
And we do want to tell everyone you can get Lee Cause's book Unwritten on Amazon, right?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah.
I think it's been available for a couple of weeks now, according to my information. So, yes, most certainly.
Yeah, that's exciting. So now it's out and people are reading it or finding out about it, and certainly through this interview they are. What do you hope people take away? What do you want them to feel, think, do, or just What do you want the takeaway to be for, and I'm sure it's different for every person, but what would you like it to be for the people who read Unwritten?
Well, I'd want it to, if anything, putting in one word, I suppose, that word we use, inspiration. There was a lot of inspiration derived surrounding why I actually wrote the book, but at the same time, I've had many people who have picked this book up and flipped it open onto any one of the pages to gain their own sense of, I suppose, relevance or experience something similar to have found within these words on these pages that have been written. So if somebody could gain anything from that, I would say that it was their own sense of understanding for whatever it may be put forth on the page that they just so happen to flip and open it for. That would definitely be the summary of how I'd view it if I was looking outside to say, hey, hang on a minute, irrespective of who this person may be or what they may have been through, what a surprise that I could open on this page and see almost identically what they have, but I just haven't been able to word it, so to speak, and all of a sudden they can see a way that it's put forth in poetry for them to see it in another manner that may, yes, have validity to what they may have experienced themselves. And that's a win for me in any way.
Yeah, and I would imagine, too, for your brothers, it had to be interesting to tell them, hey, by the way, and you do really interesting things with your life, including building homes. That was in your wheelhouse. And artistry is in your wheelhouse. But telling your brothers about Unwritten, that had to be interesting. What was their reaction?
Yeah, well, it most certainly was, because at the within the 6 months of my decision to write, I'm writing this book, and that was the duration in which it took me to complete, to then present to them in no other form other than, hey guys, I've actually written a book, and repeated myself a few times only to have them look at me but have a blank look almost in return, because they heard me but they weren't really listening to me until, of course, I came with the presentation that I held privately. It was actually on my 30th birthday. I didn't warn anybody. I just said, hey, here's my 30th slash, let's say, release of this book. And they looked at me while they're all sort of down under the stage I was on. And they're like, wow, Lee's actually serious. So the shock that came to them was funny for me to look down and see this shock on their faces. But at the same time, I sort of said, well, boys, I tried to tell you, I told you so many times. And they were so excited. They really were. Because I think every one of them, if they don't have one, they've got multiple, poems that have been written with, an engraved frame in their households themselves that have been just a personal journey over their lives that I've obviously tried to put forth in a poem for them.
Wow, that's the perfect present. I'm so personal. I love that story. And Lee, you see the book come out. It comes out. That had to be exciting. What was that moment like for you?
Yeah, it really, really was, Kate. It was exciting because you've almost had that, I suppose, the satisfaction that you thought, this was going to happen, or you assumed, or you hoped, but you're at the same time you're sort of given some very loose piece of information as to when the completion would be done, and because there's so many avenues, you know yourself very, very well, that you have to go through and you have to complete, and then you all of a sudden, okay, it should be ready by this time, but that actual I suppose the knock on the door that is that of your author's copies that come delivered almost unannounced is certainly something I've got shivers as we speak now, believe it or not, purely because I remember that so vividly. It's an exciting day because it puts it all together for you in a sense that you knew and hoped it could only ever be, but it ends up being 10 times more than that, just seeing and holding that actual book itself, to flip through the pages to be, oh, hey, this is identical to what myself and my editors actually came through and said, oh, yes, this is the design, this is the format, this is, and it's just, yeah, it's better than perfect, to put it lightly, I think.
Yeah, I love your story. It's terrific. Again, Unwritten, what's in your shoebox? Just like Lee said, everybody has a story, and he told his through these poems, and you get it on Amazon. Lee, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, not a problem at all. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Andrew Choi joins us this time around in Author's Corner. He's written a book called Hope. From the Garden of Eden to the end of Patmos Island. And we had a conversation off the air, a great conversation, where we talked about his career and the fact that he was an Army chaplain for 21 years, and he has quite a story to tell. Andrew, thanks for coming on.
Okay. Good to speak with you.
Let's talk about your journey. So tell us where you started out and how you ended up to become an Army chaplain.
I was actually born in Korea when there was Korean Peninsula conflict because of communist invasion. When I grew up, I felt like there's something that need to improve in this world, and I found God, and God speaks to my heart that I had to speak to the world the love of God, especially who gives us hope. And many young college students for many years, and later on, I became a United States Army chaplain after I finished all the schools of divinity schools.
What was it like being an Army chaplain?
It was not easy, but it's a very exciting because I go all of the world, and I meet many youngsters from age 18 through age 40. That's the range. And I meet so many kinds of people who needs to hear the message of hope. And in their difficult times was the agent of God's comfort and hope. And so exciting. And there are sometimes many difficulties in their lives. I hear the cry, I hear the pain, I hear the hopelessness, but God's great intervention in their life is a greatness that gives the hope for them. It's so, so much rewarding.
So for you, too, and I know when we talked, for people listening, I want to really paint the pictures. You say that you lived all over the world. I mean, you went all over the world. That was exciting. And then you really believed, of course, in what you were doing. But you were in hostile territory. I mean, you were in areas that were pretty rough, in the middle of war zones, weren't you?
Yes.
And what was that like? Weren't you at one point, like, in Iraq? What was Iraq like?
At one point, there was a time that I was in the night journey to the invasion, and I cannot see just the cat eyes of the trucks in front of me and journey a long time for invasion. And one time see the great tragedy at night time, and called to pray for them. And it's so much painful, but God's comfort and hope was present at that time, and it gives a great comfort to everyone.
Mm. Right, that and being in that situation. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, Hope from the Garden of Eden to the End of Patmos Island?
First of all, I want to say that they can find the hope, because from the moment of human beings fall and great misery, in the ancient time, God had already planned to send Christ Jesus through the channel of human seed, the mother of Jesus, Mary. And God planned to save the world and restore the human condition of happiness. I'm amazed that at the moment when humans fell, God had already given the promise of restoration and provide the remedy. And that hope shines like a morning star in the dark sky.
Yes, and that, and certainly your book is about that. It's about finding that and the issues that people say face and how do they overcome those daily trials. Andrew Choi, again, the book, Hope from the Garden of Eden to the End of Patmos Island. Get it on Amazon. Thanks, Andrew. All right, I thought this was the perfect time for the kind of book that Andrew has because people are looking for something. You know, we're in a crazy time in the world, certainly. And specifically in his book, like I mentioned, it's a six-chapter study. So as somebody who is in these war zones, and imagine an army chaplain, and some of the places were, you know, like you're in Brussels and it's different, but then you're in Iraq and obviously you're in hostile territory, so he certainly knows what that's like, and he takes you from his background, obviously, through scriptures from the first book of the Bible to Revelation that gives a hopeful message. You know, he said hope a bunch of times, and imagine going from Korea and to the things that he saw, and each of those chapters focuses on what people are being challenged with on a daily basis, whatever it is, you know, from whatever your daily trials and hurdles might be, to even all the way to overcoming depression. And what do you do when you're struggling, and how do you forgive others, and how do you get that strength? And that's the name of the book. That's what it's about, is finding that strength and realizing that you're not alone. And I think people feel more isolated and alone than ever. And this is the season, certainly, when Christians listening around the world are celebrating Christmas, or celebrating Christmas. And so his book takes you, he's from, like he said, from Hope from the Garden of Eden to the End of Patmos Island. And his journey was so, to me, fascinating, of what happened with him and what he saw along the way and all the way to Oklahoma, because that's, you know, where he finds himself, and the different missions, what the missions are when you're an army chaplain. And, you know, I was thinking about what we've seen on even the screen, the character from MASH that was immortalized, and he was an army chaplain, and the what it was like to be on the front lines. And of course, that was in Korea. That's what MASH was about. So in the book, like I said, it is about hope is different for every single person, and what they face is different for every single person. But how do you handle it, and what do you do when you're looking for that? And you feel that you're unhappy and your needs aren't being met. So this is that time of year where, you know, we just kind of want to wrap our arms around everybody. So you can get the book, as I mentioned, on Amazon. And we thank Andrew for coming on and telling us about his journey and his book. And thanks to all of you. Celebrate big. And remember, we're all in this together. Thanks for listening to the show.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.